Hey, buddy. Welcome back to the Wild Hour with Chris Auer and Jason Wild.
Hey, I'm Jason Wild, everybody. Out. With me today is Stacy Wild. Wait, what am I? Who am I? I'm Chris Auer. You're Stacy Wild.
Fucking, I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. Yes, your kid's back in school, right?
Sure is, buddy.
Your
sure
kid's
is.
Back in school.
Got the day back to myself. Got the day back
well, I
to
don't,
my own faculties.
I don't. I have 5 days a week where I'm sitting with my child, doing the classes with them.
Doing
teachers
the classes.
And 14
hey,
other kids.
With them. We're learning from home because Jason's with Chris on the microphone.
Dude,
hey, I'm Chris Auer, and there's Jason Wild. Yes, Stace.
I was going to say, did you, they had, we'd signed up for remote learning. Are you guys doing that? Or he's going to school?
He's going to school, man. He's on campus.
Because over here, they started out like the first, you know, they had that, did you guys have that weird week where it was like Thursday, Friday, and then you weren't in school for a holiday weekend? Right? Is that how
yes.
it went? Okay. So that
know.
Went
just
like
now,
that, right?
Just now we had Monday off for Labor Day and Tuesday off for Rosh Hashanah,
right.
And it
but,
was radical.
But they had to go. But they had to be. They had to report for duty on Thursday of last week.
Well, my kid had already been in for like almost 2 weeks.
Oh wow! Oh, we started.
My kid started on the 18th.
Yeah, they started late here because when they started when they were planning to start. They
and then
had
they had
like
to do it again, so they were restarted. They were restarted.
Right. Well, they had to redo their whole. They had to retool it because in the beginning, you know, there's a lot of like, people that have different ideas about science that live in this neighborhood, right?
Sure.
Even though they went to college, somehow they forgot every fucking like level 100 class that explained to them what theory was. Well,
we just
what I'm saying, it's not the, it's never the
or whatever it is down here.
If well, they the do too. It's not the principal
masked,
though. It's,
they're safe, and if they're not, they're not safe.
Right. But okay, but what I was well, okay, so we'll get into that. But anyways, but what happened was, in that little week that they had, that little Thursday Friday
yeah.
week, 11 cases.
Kids caught it?
11.
Ooh. Yeah, there've
so
been
it's like,
two
you know
in my
what?
Kid's grade. This whole
yeah,
you know,
that's
time.
Enough.
So it's been
yeah,
a month.
That means,
and
if it's
kids.
Delta, that means it's like 8 potential exposures.
But
it's
they
just
pulled them out, and the kids that were exposed to that kid
yeah.
were quarantined.
Yeah,
that's how we've been doing.
So,
it.
So yeah, yeah, we and then we tase them and beat them and dog tie them to
no,
a truck.
We don't do that.
You brought
we
your goddamn COVID to our village, you
oh,
fucking fool.
No. We don't take the pitchfork and we don't take the hay. We don't light the hay.
You goddamn
you know,
new skinker
okay, all right.
What an
just
angry
slow down,
country.
Clam. Just slow your roll, Clam.
Goddamn motherfuckers,
no
yeah, Billy.
I
fuck
said slow
shit.
Your skull. Don't slow your roll. Fasten your roll, but slow your skull. Choo-choo pass.
So,
give me some of that skull.
Skull, bandits.
Tonight
remember
on
that
choo-choo
crap?
Pass. No, I did it
I remember
once
in the-
and never again.
I remember one time I was doing some Skull Bandits in junior high, and this popular girl saw us doing it, right? She was one of those pretty popular people, and she's like, I want to
like
try
me.
That. Yeah, so yeah, maybe. So I handed her the damn bandit, right? And she put it in her mouth, and she chewed it like gum, and it got like everywhere in her mouth, and then she puked. It's fucking... Right. Oh, it's horrible. All right, there we go.
Man, she puked. Yeah, dude, I had a dip in my high school in the cafeteria, and I was like, oh my God, this burns. And then I ran to the trash and spit it out of my mouth, and I was like, never again. Jesus, God, Louise.
Dude, I remember.
Pass. That was a skull.
I tried Skull Bandits, and they were horrible, right? And then one of them to do with it.
Bandits.
And then years later, I moved to Ohio. I moved to freaking Ohio, and Ohio, like, my whole wrestling team dipped Copenhagen snuff, right? You familiar with Copenhagen?
Yes.
It's the devil. The first time I tried it, I passed out In the tub.
First time I tried it, all of a sudden I went to a crossroads right there in the middle of Ohio. I had four pathways. First time I ever did that Copenhagen with them wrestlers.
I'm glad I didn't accelerate past high school in that sport. I could have been one of Jim Jordan's guys for all I know.
Dude, I mean, whenever you see grown adults doing that, you're like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, come on. That's Greek martial art, buddy. That's good shit. I'm telling you, wrestling has saved my ass a few times in life.
I wouldn't mind like, some
you
fine
keep your feet
tobacco.
In a bad situation, buddy.
I wouldn't Dude, mind
I just texted our surprise.
Fine tobacco. You just texted Vincent Price. That don't make no sense. What'd you say? While I was waiting, I was recording an episode of Wild, which is just next level, by the way.
You're we really dance going with time. Gang, but you having a good year, bro?
I'm having a great year, man.
In spite of everything?
I think I because like, of everything.
I know. I feel like I'm on that. I've always said that. I worry when the world is in, like, when I'm doing well, because that's when shit goes bad for everybody. It's hard not to be superstitious when it's always the case.
This looks like a job for superstitious. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a black cat. It's a broken mirror. No, it's superstitious. Is that 13 on your chest? Is your name Jason Voorhees? No. My name is Michael Myers. No, my name is Michael Myers. No, my name is Michael Myers. No, my name is Michael Myers. JD, Jason, Stacy. Did you get any checks from the kids? Did you get any kids' checks, or does your wife make too much money?
We're always in that fuck you spot and right below and above. My whole life has always been like that. Even when I was a kid, and I was going to college, and I had like so much money, X money that I was allowed. Like,
you didn't
it was just
get
like,
a
yeah.
check from Joe Biden for your kids.
No, no, we you got didn't get something. A check. We got, but it went like Abby had her ear tubes put in, man. So that gone, it but, vaporized.
Yeah, man. I think so. My son's got his tubes.
I think we got some kid money.
I got
but,
free
like, kid
though. I
think
I'm getting $250 every month, bro. Every month, Joe Biden sent me $250 for my kid.
Well,
I'm appreciative of it.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, Newsom's only favored 11 points right now, by the way.
Hey, as soon as we fucking recall Gavin Newsom, everything will be better. Jim will come on the show. Eddie will come on the show. Right. We'll call the show Talking Shit with Stacey Baker.
Yeah. Because we'll all be living at my friend's mountain in Ecuador.
Which is on the equator, folks. Right in the middle. God. You know, okay, so
isn't
JD.
That Spanish for equator? What is that dinosaur
If Superman
thing?
Made the world spin in the opposite direction,
oh,
that
like
would
Owen Wilson's-
not reverse time. That would not... If Superman spun so flew so fast... But changing the orbit of the Earth does not reverse time. It just changes the orbit of the Earth. Yeah. Time still moves forward. It's a huge plot hole in Superman.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, because time is a product
actual
of expansion.
Cigarette? Are you smoking a European cigarette?
No, no, it's
or American
a splitter.
Cigarette? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's smoking an Israeli spliff. Israeli spliff. This is where I learned it. It's because of them.
Stand up.
Israelis.
Anyway, put my balls just right on that camera that only you can see. I was really tempted to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Eddie Ift and my balls. So put your hands and your balls together. Ladies and gentlemen, cross your toes and wiggle your eyes. Because our guest tonight is Edward James Almost
hey, well,
Ift. He'll never come on the show.
Edward
He'll never
James
come
Almost
on the show.
Funny.
Yeah.
He said he was down. He said he was down on his luck.
He said he was down syndrome. On his luck.
Speaking.
Oh, man, that was good. I had no third. You're on a delay, first of all, so it's very odd.
Well, we're a couple seconds apart. The town, the timeline runs right through here. We're right on the edge of the time zone.
Jason in time. And he,
you know why there's a delay? Because your internet blows cockholes.
Why is there a delay, JD? Stacy, break
your internet.
Yeah, dude. Like, we got to use dial-up.
Because you're stealing your internet from your neighbor. And
you got to use dial-up.
Crappy Wi-Fi.
I definitely have crappy
Wi-Fi. Yeah, you got dial-up. You got fuzzy. All right. Do your best Eddie Ift impression.
I honestly don't. Like, he's not memorable enough to have to be.
That's amazing, dude. That was fucking,
you know what I mean?
Like, he backs right out of anything you ask him to do, just like that. That's so fantastic. That was, but
like,
amazing.
That's the problem with Joe Biden. It's like, they're not, like, there's nothing, like, to cling on to impersonate. Does that make sense? Like, Jason, you're memorable. So, like, like, you get your voice up and you just stutter. And if anyone else speaks, you freeze like a squirrel. Like Eddie Ift, he's like, oh, God. Like, there's nothing.
I have not
to
been
do.
Freezing tonight.
There's nothing to do. Oh, Jim. Didn't he wear a fat suit on Legit season one?
Yeah, they made him fat, and he was upset about that, too.
Has he ever been happy about anything? Said that it was,
It's like a. It's like a passive aggressive thing to like take down. Cause I guess, you know, people like that have to work out all the time. I mean, I'm okay with being a little fat or even moderately fat. As long as my blood works good and all that shit works and my poop is good, you know, and
yeah, man.
The doctor's like, it's okay.
Good poop. Gotta get that good poop.
I got that chi going, buddy. It's all that,
chi, man.
Gotta all that meditation.
Gotta get that chi out in your. Pee-pee, your back pee-pee, your filthy pee-pee. You know, you got your front pee-pee, and then you got your back pee-pee, your filthy pee-pee. You got to get your chi out of your filthy pee-pee, which is an abbreviation for poop-poop.
So what do you got going on, man?
Just hustling, JD.
I mean, there's so much
hustling,
going on.
There's too much
you're
going
hustling,
on.
You're hustling, bro. You know what? It's funny. You hit me up, and I saw that cross thing, that cross promo, and I was like, oh, that mother, what the... That's, you know, but I was like, that guy's doing good. I see him when I sit down and watch TV.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I see my boy. Well, yeah. Seen your work. Won't tell anybody about it. Well, except for the laptop. That laptop commercial.
It's great. The laptop commercial was a great, great success.
On your... That's a national spot. Yeah.
Global.
Oh, whoa, you just went
global. Global.
Global. Okay, so global. Question.
Answer.
Global. Question. I wish I wrote more questions down other than why are you so boring? But that wasn't for you. So anyways, I was just thinking, like, because I remember you used to hustle for those commercials, and to get a national, it'd be like back in the day when I was running around, it was like that would be like 70, 80 grand for, you know, a national spot.
Jason.
I'm sure it's different.
Jason.
Is it way more than that? Is it a well, million? Did you
when
get
you
a
say
million
when
dollars?
You were out there
I want a
chasing
hot tub.
The national commercials? Like,
well, chasing
just
work,
like talking
chasing
about like
money.
I get it, like, because you were in Ohio. You went to Ohio, and you were doing
Copenhagen.
No, I was
in fucking,
for God's sake.
No, I was in. I was this.
You had your actor. How long truly was your actor moment? Like 6 months?
No, years.
Oh, stop.
I would do a commercial now and like little bits, shit. And I booked a feature 1 year. I was trying for a good 5 years, man. More.
Okay.
I got. Five I did years. Two stunts. I got a national. I got an ESPN commercial. I got a Nationwide commercial.
Nationwide and Jason are on your side.
Hey, driving a tractor. This is back before.
Tractor. Hey, Nationwide.
No, I'm sorry. It's
real quick.
Maybe it's Farmers. I don't remember.
Cut,
just,
Jason. We only have 30 seconds for this commercial. Oh, okay. Okay. Real quick. A cut.
Did
Jason,
you know
we didn't
that
say
you
action.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
you can bundle
Flo.
Once you get cold, you just bundle her. Oh, JD. Was that, so that was about 15 years ago, right? Am I wrong? 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
No, see, I would say, well, I went to, I
15
did it
years.
For a little bit in the late 90s. I did it for like two, three
that's
solid years.
Over, that's 25 then, years. That's 25 years ago, the late
and
90s.
And then, oh, hold on. And then I went back to Ohio after like
Copenhagen
a
wrestling.
And I lived and I wrestled some Copenhagen, and then I moved back out in 2003, and then from
15 years ago. It was 15 years ago.
Eight.
No, it was never
nine,
in 2008.
I think
no, 2008. Definitely it was definitely not in 2009. I know.
No, no,
that
no, no. 2008 was the last year I went out on auditions. I think 2007 or 8.
Okay.
In 2009
so 15
is when
years
I,
ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago. I was running around trying to get
it's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, because you had to go to Burbank, then you had to go to Beverly Hills, then you had to go to Santa Monica.
Well, now it's all self tape, and I keep booking self tape auditions when I'm.
Then they started
in my
having
kitchen.
Auditions in
I
Venice.
Do all these in my kitchen?
Yeah,
dude, they used to have casting over in Abbot Kinney, bro. Before it was fancy, and then before it was a homeless wasteland.
At Epoxy Boxy.
Have you
right?
seen Abbot Kinney?
No.
Did you see Abbot Kinney during like the height of the lockdown?
No, I never went over there.
No, of course
like,
not. But I don't know if you saw clips
like
of it. Let's go clips.
I saw the homelessness on the beach. It was really, really bad.
Homeless. Homeless. Daylight come and me wanna stay out. Homeless.
Dude, that area.
Nighttime
was
come
always.
And we still have no home. Yeah, Santa
There's
Monica's
always
bad too.
Venice, but on the boardwalk, I mean, it was like seasons. There would be like
when
all of a sudden
sun goes down.
There'd be like a guy out there, be like,
the
leave the gas and walk away. You know, like with this with
crazy
a horde
Crazy
Joe'd
say,
freaking,
leave the gas and walk away. That's what he'd preach. On Venice Boardwalk, crazy homeless people. That was in quotes. The people part was in quotes. Oh, he reaches for the guitar with a time delay. This is going to be something, folks.
No, we're not going to do that.
No, do it. You play
work.
A little. You play a little while I talk. How about that?
It's a little out of tune. What kind of mood do you want?
I mean, I would just follow the dictation of the notes as they happen. You know, Jason Stacy, Dean Baker Hour. What's in the name? He's got a handful of them. He's got a pocket full of them. You don't need Joe Biden's money. He lives up on the top of the hill. And when that marine layer comes in, well, he's just about as snug as a bug in a fog. Snug as a frog in a fog. That's Jason James Dean Stacy Baker Hour. He'll pick up a guitar and strum. And, you know, he might be hum a little song. He might be hum a little song. He might be. And he might even, you know, just trust his heart. Trust his fingers and his heart. Because there's these energy waves called blood and padlets. They travel to and fro, brain into sensors and feelers. Well, protons, electrons, neutrons, photons.
Does... Hey, you know what we read for bedtime tonight?
Eat the brush.
Inside you're outside. Inside you're outside.
I don't mean to yuck your yum. I'm not familiar with that piece.
Cat in a Hat. This is my piece.
Well, the Cat in a Hat's classic, JD. I enjoy Martin Short, that's for sure, and he voices Cat in a Hat on PBS.
I thought there were some famous people in those shows. Does Patton Oswalt do one? Like Word Girl or something like that? Because is that like a thing they donate, right? They donate to PBS Kids, SoCal, or something. I'm sure. Is it they pay? You don't. It's not like a fucking give it back to society.
Be like, I doubt it.
I do movies for money, but then I do kids' educational programming to give back.
I mean, he does voice big cartoon movies for money, that's for sure. But I honestly would say Martin Short gets paid to be Cat in the Hat for Canadian PBS or whatever it is. I don't think he gets paid like billions of dollars or millions of dollars, but he probably does it at a rate. I don't know. Who knows?
Martin Short.
Oh my God, Green Mingo. When you take honey that is dripped right from the bee's honey pointer in a cove, a honey cove, and you put the paw, like a man has a paw, but the baby has a tiny baby paw. You dip it in a honey, but that's not enough, so you dip entire baby in honey. This is honey dipped babies, and I am Boris. Dos vidonia. Yikes. I like it better when it's called TV and I can watch it.
Did you leave on the TV, JD?
JD, I hear the anthem. I hear the anthem. TV's off for the night. Turn it off. It's off.
We canceled the trip.
Of course. Of course you're not getting in a recreational vehicle and doing a COVID tour of our fine nation.
Here's the deal.
You're safe when you're outside. You're safe when you're outside, and you're safe when you're masked. Like, that is the deal. But it's hard to get young kids to stay in their masks.
Yeah. And it's also just the idea of traversing through, like, the states you have to traverse through to get to their house.
Dude, every time they're in the job, they make me do a COVID test, even though I'm vaccinated. It's annoying.
Yeah, anyway, so I do it. You can still fucking carry it, dude, now.
I know. But I do it, and I never have it because I mask up and I'm outdoors.
Well, you got like a 90
weather. Dude, I was so close to your house today, JD, at the most beautiful dog park. You know about, you don't have a dog, so you don't give a fuck about the dog park.
But
there was tennis courts. There was a cheeky name for the dog park. Do you want to guess it? There's no way you can guess it.
No.
Cheeky. All right, I'm thinking of a bear. You have to guess that bear. And this bit is called Bear in Mind.
What? You brought it all the way back. All the way back to when we could sit in the garage together.
I didn't go to a bear park, but I went to a dog park in your neighborhood, and the name was very cheeky. It was Rancho Que Niños. CANINOS. Rancho Que Niños. Pretty cheeky. I like it. Pretty close to you, JD. Fairly close.
Tennis courts.
There's a tennis court across from it. There's a dog park. I took Ruby Sapphire Topaz to the dog park.
Is that your dog's name, Ruby Sapphire Topaz?
Yeah, but just Ruby for short.
Don't take your love to town.
Can't sing along with you because there's a delay.
She's leaving because I heard the slamming of the door.
Tonight on No Duets. There's no Eddie Ift. There's Jason Hour, there's Chris Wilde, there's Chris Hour and Jason Wilde.
Well, I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh, Ruby Topaz, Wild Stallion. puppy dog.
Ruby, topaz, sapphire, wild.
Don't take your love to town.
Don't take your love to Texas.
You got any new songs? Have you done any noodling? Have you noodled?
Oh my God. Always, always. I did this super wasted song the other night. I'll send it to you. It's like, it's borderline blackout drunk. And I made a song.
Is it really bad spirited though? Is it nice?
No, it was not coming from a bad space.
Cause you know, you express pure, right?
Oh yeah, dude, I can be a mean drunk.
And sometimes, well, you can be a mean sober, but,
JD dropping bombs.
But you know, you channel it pure, and sometimes that shit's unfiltered. People can choke on it, you know.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, man. You channel it pure. People are already gonna come in hot, unfiltered. Whoop 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 whoop.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good magnificent. Now.
Knocking on my door, they tell me it's time to go.
Let's go.
Marty McGill. Knocking on my door.
You told me he's your best friend.
I'm your best friend.
I'm your best friend. White people, here we go. Better than drinking Kanye, cause I got something to say. Certified lover boy is down today, they rub it the wrong way. I don't give a fuck, I'll suck a suck. I'm Jockey Duck, and Diamond Duck, and DuckTales.
I've been drinking, and no one cares.